It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country! Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans, and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have any idea?
Really, this is
you
what you're
have
doing?
Any
this
idea?
Is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair. YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. Do you know what listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Your first choice for Southern sports. Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGee, and I don't know much, but I know one thing. I don't give a damn what the College Football Playoff Committee says. We're going to tell you who's going, baby.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American man.
Howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? Hope y'all are having a great afternoon. As we are in the thick of it, as they like to say, in the college football season. We just got a few weeks left. What are we sitting at here? Second week of November. We all know what that means. Well, for people who are heathens and do not understand the world that we live in college football, everybody's looking forward to next week. Because it means turkey and pumpkin pie. And it's not like we're not human. We're looking forward to that too. Who the hell doesn't like some good old dressing and gravy and mashed taters? But what we really looking for, what we're really looking for, and not the dopes who will tell you Thanksgiving is the greatest of all because you get football on Thanksgiving Day. Though that may be true, those aren't the games we care about. Not this time of year. Those are literally the dressing. Your meat and potatoes. What we come here for. College football. What it all builds to a crescendo is next weekend, rivalry weekend, where you'll get the Iron Bowl. You'll get Florida State versus Florida. You'll get, hey, it'll be a little better this year, Georgia Tech, Georgia. We may not get a showdown per se, but I don't think it's going to be quite the laugher that we've seen in other years. And you're going to get to see some really good matchups heading into that weekend. You can't forget the Egg Bowl. I still love the Egg Bowl. I watch the Egg Bowl every single Thanksgiving. When you remember a couple times they decided not to have it on Thanksgiving? Well, thankfully, they've knocked that nonsense off. The Egg Bowl, even with 4-6, hapless Mississippi State, and 8-2, Ole Miss, who don't have as much to play for as they could have been had they won in Georgia. But Ole Miss is still probably heading to a pretty darn good bowl game. I still like the Egg Bowl. It is a shame that Oklahoma and Nebraska no longer face off on that weekend. What are we getting this year? Oklahoma and TCU? Eh. Hopefully when Oklahoma gets over to the SEC cleans that up and gives them Can we get Oklahoma, Texas on Thanksgiving weekend? They probably won't do that for us. But can we at least get maybe, I don't know, Texas A&M? Remember they did that years ago. That would be great to bring that back. I don't know who you would pair up with Oklahoma. I guess you'd have to go Missouri. Doesn't quite have the... I'd rather say, hey, put Oklahoma... Let's get some Oklahoma LSU going. Right? LSU hardly ever has like a really great matchup on the final weekend of the season. So I'd like to see this weekend it's, or this year it's on Thanksgiving weekend it's LSU versus Texas A&M. So all we got to do is take Texas A&M, put them up against the Longhorns, and take Oklahoma and put them up against LSU. And there you have it. That's a rivalry weekend. Got to do something with Tennessee, man. You can't keep rolling Vanderbilt out there to them every weekend. I would say Kentucky could play Vanderbilt, but Kentucky has moved their in-state rival versus Louisville to that weekend. But I mean, I honestly don't care if you just give Vanderbilt a bye week at this point. They're just a disaster. But it is the best weekend college football. So this is all building up for it. Now, what we know is this coming week, I've always called this the cranberry sauce week. Meaning, you know it's going to be there, but you're not really looking forward to this weekend. This is one of the worst weekends of college football because so many teams will play Cupcake City because they're getting ready for the rival. And you can't expect a lot of teams to be squaring off against big-time competition right before the rivalry. I was a little surprised to see this weekend to even be lined up with what we do have. Because I'm so used to this weekend just having a whole lot of nothing. But we do have some interesting ball games that are going to be broadcast. Well, some are going to be broadcasted. Some are going to be on the Pac-12 network, whatever the hell that is. Utah and Arizona, I would love to watch that game. It is on 2:30 Eastern, so 11:30 local time, and they're going to put it on the Pac-12 network. My God, I'm glad we're at the end of this debacle that they call the Pac-12. Get rid of that conference. We don't need any of that nonsense anymore. Let's get some games that we can all see. But a few games will catch your eye this weekend. Louisville is playing Miami. Louisville, 9-1 at 6-4 Miami. Miami's got a better roster than that 6-4 record. They've got pretty good players. So they could hang in there and upset the apple cart with Louisville. But outside of that game and what time is the... Here it is, 7:30. I'm interested to see this Florida-Missouri game. Not that Florida has a lot on the line, although they are still trying to get to a bowl game. So some of these kids may be like, good riddance, we're just ready for the season to end. But Florida still is one game short of bowl eligibility. Missouri is 8-2. If Missouri wins this game, they're setting themselves up for the possibility of a New Year's Six bowl game. They might fall a tad short, but they'll be right there in that conversation. They have Arkansas after this game at Arkansas. And that's always traditionally, well, just recently, recent tradition, they're playing that on the Black Friday. Really depends on where we're at. We've been talking all year about doing the Miami Jets game for Black Friday. We may end up doing the play-by-play of Missouri versus Arkansas. It really depends on how this Jets-Miami game unfolds. We still have a week to decide on that. And we're definitely doing a broadcast on that day. But if you've been following the NFL, the Jets are just god-awful. That offense is just pathetic. And if I don't see something that resembles a team that's going to give Miami a fight, I don't know if it's going to be worth doing that or we possibly grab a college game that afternoon. Our play-by-play of football on our YouTube channel, Braves Country Radio, it is back. We will be back Thursday night, giving you the Thursday night football night in America. We're going to give you play-by-play of the Cincinnati Bengals. Take it on The Baltimore Ravens. Back to college football here. Let's get back into this. So you don't have a lot of big-time matchups this weekend, but you do have some games of interest. And something else that you have is you have the division to the FCS playoffs are beginning this weekend. I don't have a lot of interest in them other than when they are on. They will catch my eye and I will take a peer at them. If I find a fun matchup, I might take the over. But that's about it. I don't have any allegiance to any of these teams. But when sometimes there's a very good story in these playoffs, and you get kind of locked in and say, hey, I want to see this team play, I want to see that team play. I don't really have that this year, but by the time we get to the championship run, I've probably got one locked in. Now, this weekend, you do get Georgia-Tennessee. After what we just saw on Saturday, I just don't see how Tennessee makes this game even remotely close. And how in the hell is Georgia only a 10.5-point favorite? Am I missing something? Have we lost our mind? The Georgia Bulldog team that we just saw blow Ole Miss out of the water is only a 10-point favorite in Knoxville, Tennessee, against the Tennessee Volunteer team that we saw couldn't get their way out of a wet paper bag against Missouri. 10 points? You could have that spread covered 5 minutes into the game. If you told me this was the line last week before we saw what we saw, you could almost make me see that. There's no way I would take Tennessee. There's just no way. Notre Dame hosts Wake Forest. That shouldn't be very close at all. If you're looking at games that you really want to take a second look at, a game that you're like, all right, how am I going to build my Saturday afternoon? I've already told you, I don't think Georgia-Tennessee is going to be very close. But if you want to watch that because it's the SEC game, I'm not going to kill you over it. I get it. But this is how I'm going to build it. On the noon kickoff, if there's a game that you really want to dial in on, this is all throughout the scope of college football. If I'm going, by the way, what should be a fun game, I just don't know if I'm going to stay up that late to watch it. Friday night, it took the Pac-12 long enough to do this, right? They've had a couple of really good, really fun Friday night matchups this year. They haven't been doing that a whole lot. Conference is crumbling, and now they're finally doing it. But Friday night, Colorado goes to Washington State. Now, Washington State, if you remember, beginning of the year, was ranked up near the top 10, undefeated. Since then, Washington State has plummeted. They have lost 6 games in a row. They're going to come out scrappy. They are at home versus Colorado Friday night. That's a fun one. I just don't know if I can convince myself staying up till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning is worth watching 2, 4, and 6 teams. Not on a Friday night. I don't want to be tired and groggy going to Saturday. I don't mind if I'm tired and groggy on a Sunday morning. But Saturday morning, no. I want my faculties all together. So, Saturday, if you're looking for a noon kickoff to pay attention to me, it's the Louisville-Miami game. It's a noon kickoff, ABC. See if Miami has any fight left in them. Louisville 9-1 on the year, 6-1 in the ACC. Heading for a collision course in the ACC title game versus Florida State. That's the game that I'm locking in on, Louisville, Miami. There really isn't another noon kickoff that I can sell you on. So if we're starting off with Miami, Louisville, and then you go for, all right, well, I need a mid-afternoon game. If you're not going to do Tennessee, Georgia, then there's a good chance that game gets out of hand. So you got to have at least a backup plan. Not saying you don't start on CBS 3:30 and you say, hey, let's see if Tennessee can hang. And then when Georgia's out there just making them roadkill, you got to find something else on at that same time. So there's a couple of interesting ones. You got UCLA, USC at 3:30. Of course, they're not playing the last game of the season this year because that's reserved for the Notre Dame game. Be interesting to see if that still holds when they go to the Big Ten, if they still do that or if they change that around a little bit. But you got that game at 3:30. You also have number 24, 8-2 North Carolina at Clemson. And that one's on ESPN 3:30. I'm probably more likely to watch that one. But that's realistically, not going to lie, that's my Southeast bias. Nine times out of ten, I'm watching the SEC or ACC over any other conference. I will watch a lot of Big Ten if it's a good matchup. You're not going to catch me locking into Big Ten just because Illinois and Iowa are playing. Like it's got to be a fun matchup. But when you start talking about West Coast, even Big 12 country, it's got to be a top 25 showdown. So that's probably where I'm going for the mid-game action. You do want to keep there's a looky-loo. There's a looky-loo out there. 4 o'clock on Fox, Oregon, who has just been cruising. They are at Arizona State, and that has not been an easy place to play the last couple of years. They are at Arizona State. Oregon has Oregon State next week. A big game. Watch out for the looky-loo. I'm going to keep an eye on that game. I just don't necessarily believe anything's going to come of it. Oregon has looked phenomenal. So then we go to the night game action. And if you're looking for a game there that of all the games that are kicking off in that 7:30, 8 o'clock window, I really feel like there's only one. And that's number 5, Washington, at number 12, Oregon State. Man, has there been just a gauntlet of incredibly entertaining, hype-worthy games in the Pac-12 this year? Thankfully, this isn't on that Pac-12 network nonsense. This is on ABC, Huskies at the Beavers. It's essentially a pick'em. Oregon State's -1, which might be a slap in the face to Washington. I don't know how they take that. But with that being said, you've got one of the better games of the entire day right there at 7:30 on ABC. At that same time, Florida, Missouri. I usually have a couple of games on at once. I'm going to have Florida and Missouri on. I'll obviously be watching Florida State and North Alabama on the CW. Let's get it. The CW. Jeez. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is going to be the pregame show for North Alabama at Florida State. But that's the 6:30 kickoff. And there's not even a line on that game. North Alabama, by the way, they're 3-7 this year. Florida State should throttle them as a tune-up for Florida, Florida State, depending on who you roll with as how you say it. Kind of like Georgia, Georgia Tech, or Georgia Tech, Georgia. I've always said Georgia, Georgia Tech. Every once in a while, I'll say Georgia Tech, Georgia, slip out. The Georgia-Florida game, the Florida-Georgia game. FSU, Miami, Miami, Florida State. Really? I mean, have you ever noticed? You always say your team first. How I always end up with that Florida, Georgia, Georgia, Florida game, it ends up being the team that has the better record. I usually end up saying them first in that rivalry. There's nothing late on late night, by the way. You're going to get some good sleep. Good time to tell the wife, hey, you know, we ought to get up early Sunday and do something. Fresno State versus New Mexico is your 10:30 kickoff on FS1. CBS Sports Network's got you a little San Diego State versus San Jose State. Two teams who are a combined 8-12. How about that little Mountain West action? Could you be more entertained? Probably just watching the grass grow outside. Georgia State's at LSU, by the way, this week. This is how dead of a week this is for college football. LSU hosting Georgia State, who's actually had a pretty good year this year, 6-4. It's on ESPN2. That's your ESPN2 game. I feel like they could have found a couple other games to put there, but that's what they went with. That's how barren this season, this week is. Kansas State, Kansas, by the way, is at 7:00 on FS1. That should be a fun game. It's a good rivalry game. I don't understand why those two aren't playing next weekend, but that's a good rivalry game. Kansas is number 16. They're at home. They're the home team. Kansas State is number 25. The winner of that gets, I'm sure, some kind of cup. But that's a low-key good hate rivalry. And that's kind of your college football slate heading into this weekend, where we're going to do our rankings, but our rankings going forward are, and I don't give a damn what the committee says, these are the teams that hold their destiny in their hand in order. Meaning, if you win, you're in. And as it goes down, you might need a little help. That's all I'm ranking this week's Armchair Top 10. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you that Armchair Top 10. And we're going to tell you who's who and what's what. Let's get it.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks live, 10 a.m., Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Hey sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of the Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show. Every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern, you'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Whenever I bring home Entenmann's Little Bites muffins...
Little Bites?
That's right, sweetie. Can you just give Mommy a minute?
I love Little Bites!
I know you do, but we're doing a commercial right now, okay?
Got it.
As I was saying, whenever I bring home you-know-what, you-know-who gets pretty excited. And so do I. Little Bites muffins are made with real ingredients, no high-fructose corn syrup, and are baked moist and delicious.
I love Little Bites!
There you go.
Yes!
Entenmann's Little Bites muffins. The perfect portion of happiness.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern Sports Talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
Well, my father often told me when I was just a lad, a sailor's life is very hard, the food is always bad. But now I've joined the Navy, I'm aboard a man of war. And now I've found a sailor ain't a sailor anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another on the shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
Welcome back! College football! Does it get any better than this? I don't believe it does. We're just a couple weeks away from it all meaning more than we ever thought it would. College football playoffs around the corner. College football conference championships. Next week, it's rivalry weekend. Doesn't get any better than this. Especially if your team is one of the better teams in the country, it doesn't get any better than this. If your team isn't, is this really one of the worst parts of the year? You're like, geez, can we just end this? Can I just start watching some basketball? When the hell does baseball season start? Can I watch a round of golf? This is terrible. Terrible! But if your team is on it, like the Bulldogs have been the last couple of years, like the Seminoles are this year, like a lot of teams in the country who are still fighting for that top four finish, this is it. Doesn't get any better. You know, the way I look at it, being a fan, even if my team falls flat in the end, whether they get into the playoffs and get knocked out or they get knocked out in the very end, we have had a hell of a ride this year. And our games have meant more. And you miss that kind of stuff. When your team's in the dumps, your team's stinking it up. You miss that kind of stuff. And I'm looking forward to the expansion of the playoffs next year. To me, this is just getting more and more where it's going. And more on that down the road. But we're doing some things a little different next year with the broadcasting. I mean, basically, we're going to be focusing much more. Basically, the people have spoken. And we're going college football and Major League Baseball predominantly. We're still going to cover some NFL, but it's really just going to be on the betting lines. All right, let's get into the Armchair Top 10. So before we give you the rankings, they've got something called the Playoff Predictor. And it's a little tool that they have on ESPN, right? And basically what you do is you pick a team and you say, all right, this is what they do. Do they make the playoffs? And for instance, I'll give you an example. With Florida State, you choose, do they win out? I hit yes. And do they win their conference title game? And I said yes. Now, they also have the percentages of that happening on this, which is pretty cool. So they have 75% chance of them winning their title game. And when you hit that, it says, for instance, with Florida State, 98% chance of making the playoffs. And then they give you, off to the side, 19% chance of winning the championship. Which, I'm a Florida State fan, but I don't believe Florida State is going to win the championship. I don't really think that it's even in the discussion. I can't imagine they're going to beat two of the top teams in the country come January, back-to-back weeks, essentially. This team has played extremely well this year, and I don't want to take anything away from them, but I see things with the Florida State football team that makes me think that as good as they are, they would need the seas to part to be able to win the national championship. But when you were just bumming around and not making a bowl game a couple of years ago, and you're coming off the Willie Taggart era into the Mike Norvell era, making the playoffs is like winning the championship. And I didn't think I would have said that 20 years ago when I was pulling for this same, I mean, let's call it what it is nowadays. You know, these are franchises. And I was pulling for this franchise, and there was a different mindset back then when you in the Bowden era, because let's be honest, when Bowden got there, you expected him to win it. It was also a different time, too. You didn't have to win two games. You only had to win one. And in that scenario, you were just trying to get into the title game. But anyways, my point being, I'm by no means do I think this team's going to win the national championship, but I thought it was a fun little playoff predictor. And so before we go any further, I wanted to hit a couple of scenarios so that you could see it play out. So let's take the Georgia Bulldogs. And let's say they have a loss, just one loss. Okay? And then it also gives you what happens, which team does Georgia lose to? Do they lose to Tennessee or do they lose to Georgia Tech? Let's take the more likely scenario of them losing to Tennessee. Does Georgia win its conference title game? I'm going to say yes. 76% chance of making the plus. I don't think that's correct. I think it's much higher. I think you're talking about right where if Georgia has one loss and beats Alabama in the SEC title game, assuming Alabama is sitting there with one loss themselves at kickoff, you're trying to tell me Georgia's not going to the playoffs? They're going to the playoffs. And then once again, it gives them a 19% chance of winning the championship. That doesn't make sense. And what I am curious about this is if you choose it differently and if you choose that they win out and it has them with a 99% chance of making the playoffs, I guess there is no 100%. It then gives them a 26% chance of winning the national title. Losing to Tennessee has nothing to do with whether or not they would win the national championship. So that part's a little odd, but this is more for me, for this exercise, this is more for to see, all right, what happens if a team does this, and this, do they make the playoffs? So I'm not going to be concerned. I'm not going to concern myself with do they win the championship, because I think those numbers are goofy to begin with. Let's take Michigan. Michigan, obviously, if they win out, they're going to get to the playoffs. But what if they have one loss? And we'll say that the one loss is to Ohio State. And does Michigan win its conference title game? Well, they wouldn't be playing in the conference title game if they lose to Ohio State. And so what they have here is Michigan's chances. Sorry, it's inevitable. Now, let me restart this thing, because what I am curious about when they say that, are they saying didn't make it happen? All right. So what I should have chose was off to the right when it says, did Michigan win its title game? There was yes, no, and didn't make it happen. Didn't make it happen, I guess, in this scenario means they didn't get to the title game, which they wouldn't if they lose to Ohio State. This has Michigan's playoff chances at 28%. Now, I would argue with you they are much less than that because the committee is just waiting for Michigan to lose a game so they can throw them out of the playoffs. Let's go to another scenario. What about Alabama? What about if Alabama wins out and they win the conference title game? And this is an argument I was having earlier today with someone. 92% chance of them making the playoffs. And I agree with that. And the guy that I was arguing with, it's a long story, but basically he was saying Alabama would still need help. I'm like, no, if you win the SEC with one loss, there's not much of a chance, Alabama, because you're not going to get chosen over by Georgia because you just beat them. I could see a scenario where, let's say, Florida State's undefeated. We'll say Ohio State or Michigan's undefeated. Doesn't matter which one. And I guess Washington being undefeated. Even still, Alabama's getting in that scenario. So there's not really much of a chance that if Alabama wins out, that they don't make the playoffs. I guess there could be a situation if Texas won out and you had an undefeated ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 team, and Texas won out and they won their conference title, that's the one way I could see it happening. Because you got to put the undefeated teams in. They've won their conference championship. All of them actually have really good strength of schedules. That's the only scenario where I could see that playing in. Now, what if we take Oregon and they went out and they win their conference title? Has them at 70% chance of making the playoffs. I think they would need a tiny bit of help, but not a whole hell of a lot. Essentially, what they would need, they would be pulling for, in that scenario, Georgia to beat Alabama and anybody to beat Texas. And then we'll do one more of these. These are just fun to kind of rattle around and take a look. I don't even know what they have Oklahoma in this. Are you kidding me? They have Oklahoma in this. Oklahoma's 8-2. They're done. There is 0% chance. Now, they have them as a 1% chance of making the plus. I guess in their scenario, teams like Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, they're all going to lose their cupcake game. What the hell are the chances of all that happening? And they would probably need another loss because Oklahoma's sitting there with two losses. But the one interesting one that we haven't hit up because Washington controls its own destiny. Ohio State, Michigan, Florida State, Georgia, Alabama, they all control their own destiny. And you look at Texas, and if Texas wins out and they win their conference championship, they're giving you an 87% chance of controlling their own destiny. The one that's on here is Louisville. And if they win their conference title game, they win out and win their conference title game, they're only giving them a 9% chance of making the playoffs. So, sorry, Louisville fans, but that's what they're basing that on is their strength of schedule. If you say, well, why is Florida State? Well, first of all, Florida State's undefeated. Second of all, Florida State's played a much tougher schedule than Louisville. Louisville is finding their way towards that ACC title game because
of the fact that they've avoided all the big boys in the conference. They haven't faced Florida State. They haven't faced Clemson. They're going to take on Miami this weekend. But all in all, they had a very favorable schedule. But anyways, I just thought that was a fun little thing. And you can go up, but they've only got 10 teams on there. So if you're looking for some random team to put in there, they've only got 10 on there. They've got Michigan, Florida State, Ohio State, Georgia. Those are the four undefeated, along with Washington. They've got Alabama, Oregon, Texas, and Louisville, the one-loss teams that are heading to conference title games as we speak. And then they got the 1-2 loss team, which is Oklahoma. And I would say the reason why they're doing that is because Oklahoma right now has a chance to be in the conference title game. And they're saying if they win it, it's still, they would need so much help. It's just not even funny. All right, let's go ahead and get into the rankings. And as we are this close, I don't give a damn what the playoff committee says. These are my rankings in this week that are literally reflecting the rankings of if you continue to go along the path that we think that you can and will, this is the rankings. If you went out, this is where you sit. And if you don't win out, you need help. So here we go. I'm going to do 9-1. I don't see a point in putting any of the three lost teams on this ranking, because they're not going to the playoffs. Not unless there's just a colossal collapse by half the country. And even then, you don't necessarily control your own destiny. So here we go. The number 9 team in the land is the Louisville Cardinals. And Louisville, by the way, they are number 9 in both the coaches and the writers' poll. Louisville is at Miami, at home against Kentucky, and then they will face Florida State. If they beat Miami, they will face Florida State in the ACC championship game. Now, it's not in stone yet, but that's where we're sitting at. Because if you take a look at the ACC standings, and they're a little murky as far as trying to figure out who's going to be where. But right now, Louisville is 6-1. And ranked number 9 in the country. The Miami Hurricanes are 2-4. Them beating Louisville is not going to get them some kind of an advantage for a tiebreaker. They've lost that. But you look at the one loss that Louisville has, it's against Pitt. And I still think you're going to end up with Louisville in the ACC championship game against Florida State when it's all said and done. But for argument's sake, it's still a little wide open. Well, it's not. The door's cracked open. It's not wide open. But Louisville can put an end to all that nonsense this weekend. Now, the teams that are trying to chase him down, two of them, North Carolina and North Carolina State, they are facing each other this weekend. But this is one of these situations where North Carolina did not face Louisville. So there is no head-to-head. So then it goes into all these different tie-breaking scenarios. And we don't have time to get into all that, but essentially Louisville would still be the favorite to still get that nod. So, okay. That's your number 9 team in the land, the Louisville Cardinals. My number 8 team, I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I know some people would argue they've been playing so much better. It's not that. What I am projecting, just like with Louisville, because if I thought Louisville was going to win out and beat Florida State in the ACC title game, then I would have Louisville higher in my rankings. But that's not how I think it's going to go down. Just like I don't believe Alabama is going to beat Georgia. And if Alabama doesn't beat Georgia in the SEC title game, then how can I have Alabama above Texas, who already beat Alabama? And that's going to be a fascinating argument. If it comes down to who do you put in, Texas or Alabama? And Texas's one loss is on a neutral field against their arch rival Oklahoma, which at the time they were a top five, top ten team. Oklahoma. But Oklahoma now have grabbed that second loss. Alabama's argument would be our only loss was to Texas. But that's the team you're trying to jump over. So I feel like you're going to lose that argument 99 times out of 100. There's going to be one dope in the room that's going to say, yeah, but if they played today, I think Alabama would be favored. I'm sorry, that's the weakest and dumbest argument in all of sports. And we only get it. We only get it in the college football playoffs. You don't have that argument in any other sport because it comes down to this playoff committee. You're only putting four teams in. But that tired-ass argument by knuckleheads like Heather Dinich of ESPN, who will sit there and say, yeah, but on a neutral field, I really think so-and-so would beat so-and-so. That ain't, what, I don't give a damn. Texas beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa this season. Not 3 years ago. So we're talking about who would you put in? You got to put Texas in. Even if Texas's loss had been to someone lesser than Oklahoma. Let's say Texas had lost to Rice at the beginning of the year, but they beat Alabama and they went out. I'm sorry, but you've got to put Texas in. And they will put Texas in. So that's why I have it ranked accordingly. I've got Oregon ranked just above Alabama at number 7. And that's one of my tougher ones because I really do believe Oregon most likely is going to beat Washington for the Pac-12 championship. But when you look at what it's... Though I believe that my heart of hearts, it would be disingenuous for me to put them above Washington at this point. Washington beat them. They beat them by a field goal. It was in Washington. We're going to get the rematch. If these two teams went out, we're going to get the rematch in Las Vegas on a neutral field. And we'll find out once and for all who the better team is. Since that game, Washington has been absolutely dominant. They still have Arizona State, and they have Oregon State. Washington is at Oregon State this weekend, and I do believe there's a very good chance they get a loss this weekend. But though a part of this, when I do these rankings, is forecasting, it would feel a little empty to put a team that they've already beat in front of them. So I'm going to stick with Oregon sitting where they're at, and just above Oregon is the Texas Longhorns. And the Texas Longhorns, to me, are a team that is extremely flawed when you're talking about the top four teams in the country. Texas has got a good football team, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that I don't believe they're going to be there in the end because Texas will find a loss somewhere. This weekend, they are at Iowa State. That is not going to be an easy win. I know most people on the surface will look at Iowa State and they'll say this is a 6-4 team. It's not that big of it's not that great of a team. Look, it's in Iowa first and foremost. It's a road game for Texas. It's a night game. You can expect the temperatures to be a little chilly, and that is a difficult place to play. Then they'll finish the season off at home against Texas Tech. Which that game, I'm pretty sure that's a Black Friday game. So they're going to finish it off against Texas Tech. And then they'll have the Big 12 championship game if they win out. And when you see all this, essentially what you're looking at, even if Texas makes its way to the Big 12 championship game unscathed these next 2 weeks, they're going to have a pretty tough matchup no matter who they end up with. They could, you know, at this point, it could be Oklahoma State. It could be Oklahoma. It could very well be a rematch against Iowa State, though Iowa State would really need to beat Texas to get into that. So right now, if you haven't looked at the Big 12 conference, it's a mess. There are four teams right now who are 5-2. Kansas State, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Texas has one loss, so they sit at the top. Then just below that, there are three teams with three losses, and they would need some real help, but we'll just mention them. West Virginia, Texas Tech, and Kansas. Do you mix all that in a blender? Who the hell knows who's going to end up in that Big 12 championship? But if Texas wins out, they will be there. I still feel like Texas is going to get tripped up. It seems like every year Texas gets tripped up. And it just would not shock me if that ends up being the case once again. So that is my 9-6. And now we got the top five. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back in about 90 seconds to give you the top five. Who's on the outside looking in? And ironically, they all control their own destiny. We'll be back in a flash.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Well, the season's finally here.
The Armchair Quarterbacks are back. Saturdays, 10 a.m., you'll be tailgating with the Armchair Quarterbacks. Mac McGee, Joey Antones, and the rest of the Armchair Quarterbacks. Live, 10 a.m., Saturdays this fall. Talking college football, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, the NFL, fantasy football advice, and our picks against the spread. Right here on Braves Country HD, 99.1 FM, WQEE.
Yeah, the Armchair Quarterbacks.
To have high, high hopes for loving. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling I was gonna be that one in a million. Always had high, high hopes. Mama said, fulfill the prophecy, be something greater, go make a legacy, man. If
Welcome back. As a lot of teams out there, about nine of them have high, high hopes. Let's get into the top five here in the college football landscape as we head final two weekends before we are at conference championship weekend. And what a wild, wild weekend that's going to be. Planning on bringing you at least one, maybe even two of those games on Braves Country Radio play-by-play. I do believe we're going to do the Pac-12 championship. And I've got some things going on in the personal life, but I do believe we're going to get to the SEC championship game. I'm trying. I am trying to make that a thing, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get it done. Just have a couple of hurdles. Because this time of year, man, it's just hard to make any plans to do anything, isn't it? I mean, every time you turn around and go, no, we can't do that because we have to be over here and do this. So, but I think I've wiggled my way into be able to bring you the SEC championship game. I haven't done one of those yet, and I'm really looking forward to do it. The Pac-12, pretty sure that's going to be a thing. That's going to be Friday night, and I think 9 o'clock kickoff. Which, for those of y'all who listen to the Armchair Quarterback kickoff show, that means if we do a kickoff show, it's going to lead into the SEC title game. I'm not doing one at 10 a.m. because, well, that would just suck. I'd be up that late and then I'd turn around. There's more preparation than people realize that goes into that show. All right, let's go ahead and get into the top five. And my number five team, and like I said before, I don't care how the committee ranks these teams. I don't care what their reasoning is. I'm looking at who is going to have their shot to go all the way, to get into the playoffs. If they win out, this is how I have them ranked. So a lot of folks aren't going to like this number five. And it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. You're going to say, how the hell do you have the Ohio State Buckeyes number five in the country? And I will say to you, hey, if they win out, I will gladly change it. They've got Minnesota this weekend, and then they go to Ann Arbor to take on the Wolverines. But my answer to you is, at this moment, I believe Michigan is going to win that football game. I've watched both of these teams all year long. Michigan is the better football team. And I know a lot of naysayers are going to say, well, they've been cheating and blah, blah, blah. And look, that may be so. But they're still going to have to go out there and play on the field, head to head. And with all that being said, it's going to be in Ann Arbor. And I believe Michigan's going to win the damn thing. And I think they are going to make a point to win it as big as they can, because they don't want any doubts in the voters' mind. And Michigan's at Maryland this weekend. That's the one that's a little tricky to me, because you could have a looky-loo where they're looking ahead to the Ohio State game. They're coming off the big game against Penn State. It's a letdown. You got a letdown and a looky-loo all in the same thing, and it's a noon kickoff, and it's a road game. It's the perfect windstorm for an upset of the Wolverines. I just don't think Maryland's going to pull it off. So if I don't think Maryland's going to pull it off, I've got to put Ohio State as the number five team because they're not going to beat Michigan. I've got Washington sitting at number four. And the only reason I have Washington at number four is because they're currently undefeated. They did beat Oregon. And we'll just have to see how it unfolds. I don't think they're going. If I was being honest on who I think is going to be there in the end, Oregon would be in my top four. I just think that's a little disingenuous to put Oregon up there now when Washington's sitting there undefeated. So I've got Washington as number four because here's the thing. All five of these teams control their own destiny. If Ohio State wins out, they're going. If Washington wins out, they're going. The number three team on this list that I have? They've been dominant. But who have they played? No, I'm not talking about Florida State. It's the Michigan Wolverines. Because the Michigan Wolverines, their road is much more difficult to get to the title game than the team right above them. So if I do believe that Michigan could lose that game at Ohio State, then I cannot put them at number two in the country. Plus, if you look at what Michigan has played, my God. East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, Rutgers, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana, Michigan State, Purdue. And then they finally played Penn State, which has an inflated record to begin with, because the only two teams they've played of consequence, Michigan and Ohio State, have both punched them in the mouth. And they did not get up and do a damn thing. So, who has Michigan really played? Now, they're going to get their just due, and if they beat Ohio State, they're undefeated, they win the Big Ten title, you got to put them in there. I don't give a damn what anybody says. But Michigan sits at number three for me because I think it's a much better chance that Florida State wins out. They've got North Alabama this weekend. Then they go to Gainesville to play Florida. Florida State is a much better team than Florida. You know, Florida State also has not hit on all cylinders in quite some time, and that's coming. Does it happen against Florida? Does it happen in the ACC title game? We'll see. But Florida State has to beat the Gators, and then they have to win the ACC title game, whoever ends up being, whether it's Louisville or whoever. And if that happens, Florida State's going to be in the playoffs. And if you tell me you've got a team that's facing North Alabama and the Florida Gators and the Louisville Cardinals, compared to a Michigan Wolverine team that's going to have to play Ohio State, that's the list. It's the only list that I'm really worried about, but they have to play Ohio State. Michigan has less of a chance of running the table. And then, obviously, the number one team in the country is a freight train. The number one team in the country, and I don't think it's particularly close, is the Georgia Bulldogs. And Georgia fans can go ahead and sing it loud and proud. Who's that coming down the track? It's a mean machine in red and black. Ain't nothing finer in the land than a drunk, obnoxious Georgia fan, and that is going to be the theme of December and January this year. I don't see how anybody beats this Georgia team. They continue to be unbelievably far and above the best team in the country. And until I see something different, that's who the number one team is. All right, we're going to go ahead and take off and get out of here. Y'all have a great one, and good luck to your teams this weekend, as long as they're not playing mine.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same back time, same back channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
September. Something of a fifth of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of a fifth. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.